Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Joseph's world had been turned upside down. The woman he loved was expecting a child, and Joseph knew he wasn't the father. In his hurt and confusion, he planned to end the engagement quietly. But before he could act, God intervened. Through an angel, the Lord gave Joseph the comfort he needed. "Do not be afraid." Mary's child was no scandal. He was the Savior, conceived by the Holy Spirit. This was not Joseph's plan, but it was God's, and it was perfect. The angel even told Joseph the baby's name, Jesus. That name means "the Lord saves." His purpose was clear. He will save his people from their sins, not from Roman rulers, not from poverty or sickness, but from the deeper problem that haunts every heart, sin. What a message of hope! We too face fear and confusion when life does not go as planned. We wrestle with guilt over choices we made, with uncertainty about the future, with the pain of brokenness in our world. Yet, in our turmoil, God still speaks, "Do not be afraid." Why not? Because Jesus has come. He has come to save us from our sins. He has lived the perfect life we could not, carried our guilt to the cross, and risen victorious from the grave. His name is still our comfort today. Jesus, the Lord saves. Like Joseph, we may not always understand God's plan, but we can trust his promise. In Christ we are forgiven. In Christ we are safe. And in Christ we have every reason to live without fear. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to save me from my sins. When fear and doubt rise in my heart, remind me of your name and your promise. The Lord saves. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.